This is the Blockchain Billions podcast with your host, Henrik De Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, so my name is Marshall Webb. So I'm the CTO and co-founder of Path Network. So we are a blockchain company that implements new technology to increase how modern companies view the internet. So we want to basically provide increased visibility into how data travels over networks.
My name is Jay Hilbert. I'm the CEO of the company. And as Marshall pointed out, we utilize blockchain for the back end of our network as we help companies understand the transmission across the internet in terms of uptime and system reroutes and lag and throttling. And all that information is recorded onto a blockchain, so you can see it over a period of time, noting that it is no longer, well, making it immutable so that it's no longer changeable. We also utilize a blockchain on the back end for our payment system, which is a Path token.
How are you involved with the blockchain?
Yeah, so what we do is part of our solution incorporates a ERC-20 token that's used as an incentive for participation in the project. We don't actually use the token for proof of work or proof of stake or any of those other paradigms. What we do is we use the token strictly as a financial incentive, strictly as a reward for participating in the network.
And to carry on with that, each of our operators, those individuals who install the application, when they perform a certain task as requested by our clients, they earn a percentage of the Path token, which is where it comes into the blockchain and the tracking therein. So that's the ECR20 token that Marshall was just speaking about.
What are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
So I guess the biggest challenge is kind of a meta challenge, really. It's the lack of confidence in companies that exist in this space, and it's the hesitance that most people have when they hear the word blockchain. You know, blockchain almost became a negative connotation after the end of last year, after, you know, looking at so many different companies that came in without a strong interest or a strong business model, that companies that came in, strictly to try to profit on the interest in the technology. So that was a little disappointing. I guess the biggest benefit that we've seen so far is it's allowed us to construct something that otherwise wouldn't be possible. A lot of people developed or attempted to develop similar concepts to what we do today, but there was never the full picture. It was never possible to go out and put all the pieces together and come up with an actual solution that can do what we do today. There's no way to provide an incentive to everyone across the world. You know, trying to get people to install an application that we need. It's a big piece of the puzzle, and no one was ever able to solve that until this technology came about.
From my perspective, the biggest obstacle is the fact that blockchain is immediately linked with crypto, and crypto is immediately linked with something illegal or shady. The government sees it as a way to hide funds or to launder money. And what people don't realize is blockchain technology is literally just an accounting methodology. It's like writing your checkbook in pen and then sharing it with the world so that nobody else can change it. And it's been a concept in play for a long, long time. But because it came into play specifically with the cryptocurrency, people immediately think of it as some kind of questionable or problematic item. I personally know that we're using blockchain in part for payment, but also in part for tracking our information. I know that major pharmaceutical companies are building private blockchains so that they can track, you know, patient effects as it relates to various different trials and drugs. You've got financial groups that are building it as it relates to keeping track of each individual financial charge. You've got data companies that are utilizing it to identify who and when pieces of data were actually accessed and controlled. So that inability for most of the world, and more importantly, the inability for media, to not separate the technology of blockchain from the concept of cryptocurrency and the negative aspects of cryptocurrency is the biggest challenge. In terms of the success, it's the first time we've been able to create a system in which trust is not required. Simply put, we are taking away the need to rely on somebody else or somebody's hidden books to figure out what really happened. And we're able to see, you know, what transaction happened when. And honestly, for a lot of people, that's a scary thing. It takes away the ability to lie. It takes away the ability to hide additional charges. It takes away the ability to put in fees where other things where you didn't realize they were. So you've got a lot of pushback for that exact reason.
In your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
In my point of view, the blockchain will, you know, and augment is a great word to use. Blockchain will augment many traditional companies that prior had to be centralized to turn a profit. We believe that what we'll see is an increase in decentralized or at least distributed companies that are able to use technology that mainly relies on people around the globe. And that's what similar to what we do. So, you know, our application is wholly made up of, you know, residential users that participate in the project, even though they do so almost formally. You know, they install our application, it resides on their device, and they participate in our network and they get rewarded. So with our platform, it's not entirely decentralized. There's still a company behind it. We still have a centralized platform, but the monitoring itself is very distributed. And this is a new paradigm. It's not something that we've traditionally seen before. It's, you know, it's similar to what I like to use is the Airbnb model, you know, where basically setting up a network where people can offer up their extra bandwidth, their extra computing power to participate in our program.
From my perspective, blockchain kind of changes everything. It changes the way accounting works, and it provides a global view, a worldwide, potentially worldwide view into something that's happened. And for all intents and purposes, it's immutable. As an ex-law enforcement guy with the FBI, it also changes the way cases are investigated. It changes where you go for the information. You no longer have to subpoena a company to see their financials when they have a public blockchain where you can identify. Now, getting around the anonymity of the wallet controllers or the wallet identifiers is one piece, but it's going to change a lot in terms of not only how criminal elements work, but how more major corporations work. There won't be the ability to hide nearly as much as there was before, and there's a lot more open and public information than there was before.
How will people make money with blockchain?
That's a great question. So, yeah, there's many ways that people can make money with blockchain. What we see most common is that, at least for a project like ours, generally, there's some kind of incentive. There's some kind of token issued or some kind of asset that can be converted either on a secondary or third party market back into some other tangible, you know, fiat, you know, like hard cash, like RMB, whatever it may be. That's what we see as tangible asset. And so these tokens are basically the incentive to participate. It's the guarantee that, you know, we're giving you something limited. We're giving you something that has a finite amount, and that is your stake. So, yeah, EJ, would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, making money off of the blockchain is making money off of information. Nothing is going to change in terms of how money is made, how you will profit from it. It's utilizing a piece of technology. That's like saying, you know, how will people make money with the internet? They found a way. The point is that it is a new piece of technology that opens up the share of information or makes the information locked down. The other way, though, that they probably are not thinking about it, but money will be saved by creating a more efficient system. And by saving money, they're making money. If you no longer have shrinkage or lossage from a shipping system, because you can track exactly what went to where and it's been recorded around the world. If you can look at a piece of data set and separate out, say, your PII from your credit history, you will be able to minimize the amount of fraud that's occurred from that. And therefore, companies will make more money on that side. things that were once, well, intelligence that was once needed or sold by particular companies because they claimed they were the only ones who could get it, i.e., we scan the dark web for all of your information. Well, that'll be readily available for you. Now, with regards to PATH, people make money because we use the blockchain to be able to pay, or blockchain entries to be able to pay worldwide utilizing a cryptocurrency or a token, which is where we started. It all comes back to being on crypto. But we utilize the blockchain just to keep track of it. The blockchain is, again, just an accounting methodology, and it's an accounting methodology that is shared with the world, and it's immutable. So it won't change how you make money. It will change the processes behind your money-making ventures.
And what advice would you like to share with those interested in the blockchain?
I guess the biggest thing is get involved. You know, get your hands dirty, jump in. Most of the projects are open source. Play with the code. You know, implement your own blockchain. Implement your own token. You know, anybody can jump on the Solidity. You know, jump in as a Solidity developer. Anybody can play with the Ethereum testnet. Get out there and think of some concepts that could benefit from being distributed or decentralized, and see, you know, on the ecosystem.
For me, I'm more of a skeptic. Blockchain is young. There are a lot of individuals out there that claim to be experts in this, that claim to be able to guide you through the amazing things that are regulations and process manipulations and developments, but in fact, they can't. If you really think about it, the full use of blockchain is less than 3 years old, so you're talking about a baby. And anybody who claims to be an expert in a three-year-old baby is not. So take it with a grain of salt. Ask questions. Learn yourself. Understand things. When somebody tells you that this is the methodology to do it, I hearken back to the early 80s and the old Russian motto, which is trust but verify. Listen to what they're saying. Understand what they're saying, but make sure you verify it with a third source.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.